Coming at my name's Sterling. Damn, it's a lot of y'all in here. Alive and living through my high powers, grace and mercy, but clean. Clean and somewhat serene through this fellowship and this program we call Narcotics Anonymous. I'd like to thank my higher power that I choose to call God, the Chesapeake Potomac region, for inviting us, me and my tag team partner, Big Steph, to carry a clear and concise message of recovery. We are honored at the privilege, and we're going to try to do God's will. I want to thank God for a new way to live instead of an old way to die. If you're new to Narcotics Anonymous, if you hear and you got a bunch of thoughts running in your head and you're not really sure whether it's going to work for you, you're not welcome. If you relapse, because the hardest thing for me to do when I was trying to get out of myself was when I relapsed. It is hard to use with a mind full of Narcotics Anonymous and a body full of drugs. That is a horrible contrast, and a lot of people don't make it back from that. So we welcome everybody. All manifestations of the disease are welcome here. Getting out of myself. Let me first say this. I gotta do this because I do it all the time. I'm like the little brother. Stephanie got 27 years. She got three times as much time as I got. So I ain't even trying to deal with that. I don't really want to fuck with that. I'm not gonna touch that. That is not who I am. I'm the little brother that they be like, I don't really know what this motherfucker gonna say, but you know, that's who I am. And I accept my role. I know that I don't have a filter. I know that already. So I want the newcomer, because I'm the dude that's newcomer friendly. I want the newcomer to know that you are welcome here. Right? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this because I got to go here right now. And maybe you'll understand by the time I finish sharing that I'm fighting for my life right now. Trying to get out of myself. Just trying to get out of myself. I got situations going on and I don't need a whole forum to know. But the people that are close to me know that I'm fighting for my life. So I want the newcomer to know how freedom ain't free. The right to a God of your understanding is total and without any catches. Because we have this right, it is necessary to be honest about our belief if we are to grow spiritually. Now, the role of the program of Narcotics Anonymous is spiritual growth. That is it. If you ain't even touched the spiritual part of this program yet, you are taking a short. Some of us have profound spiritual experiences, dramatic and inspirational. Oh, I know what the ladies say. I put it in me. Dramatic, because I need it right now. I'm serving for my 18-year-old son who can't see sunshine right now because he's locked up with no bail and trying to fit in with people that don't know no more about life than he do. Right now, he's trapped inside himself. And God asked me to come here and get outside of myself. I have developed a relationship with a high power man, and he asks me to do things sometimes that don't make sense. Probably because he made sense. No, I don't have to. You don't have to. Go, he did stuff like this. And this is not the God of my understanding. I'm not breaking no traditions. I'm sharing my beliefs. He says stuff like, go build a boat on the side of that hill. No, I say I'm fighting for my life. I'm serving. Leon, I'm serving for my life. I am offering myself as a living sacrifice. Because my son can't do it. Hold on. This is a chapter in the Living Clean book. The journey continues. See, come up after you get clean. No, after you get clean, after the drugs is gone, we have what is known as residue. Do we have to have a class on residue? Most of us, I'm trying to help somebody. Most of us that have started this journey and through this process know that the steps help you with residue. There's 11 different flavors of residue in the first step. Denial, substitution, right? Everybody saying? Okay. Now, steps help you get rid of residue. In the course of residue, though, stains still pop up. How often we succeed or fail is not the measure of our program. That's what I started out talking about, relapse. Our setbacks don't have the power to define us. Failure, listen to this, is experience, strength, and hope in disguise. It is incredibly important to learn the difference between failing at something and being a failure. When we are honest, we begin to take responsibility, hello dear, for our part. Remorse can fuel a new willingness to change. Failure, just like success, has an important role to play in our lives, taking us places we would never choose to go. No one chooses to. If God came down and asked someone to volunteer to surrender their son or daughter to him, who would do it? Sometimes you will never know that God is all you need until God is all you got. Walk this way a little while and you will know what I'm talking about. I have had this fight alone, because there are times when no one can walk through the fire with you. There are times, no matter how much they love you, you cannot pull them in, because God has already told you that you must walk it alone. Spiritual muscle is not gained in the gym. spiritual muscle is gained through obstacles. And disease and famine and lost money and unpaid bills and stress and strain and Alzheimer's and cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. We have a physical, mental, and spiritual disease. I look good. Can I get a witness in this motherfucker? But I have scars. If I lift my shirt, I have scars from battling with the disease of addiction. I lost my leg. Fighting something greater than me. I'm trying to do this for the newcomer, man. There's a book that I read too often sometimes that they talk about this group of chosen people. That's under the oppression of this Pharaoh that kept them in slavery for hundreds of years. And they finally decided to run for their life. So he wasn't willing to let them go. So he chased them. So they were running from this Pharaoh. And they came to this body of water. And they were afraid. Because the water looked greater than they were. But Pharaoh was chasing. He was closing in. And then in the darkness, God removed the obstacle that was blocking them. Pharaoh saw slaves running scared, but God saw people running free. Malachi's anonymous is just that. Pharaoh chased us up in here. You may not know who it is, but I'm telling you, Pharaoh chased you in here. And he wants you back. And even though the drugs is gone, he don't send residue. He will send residue after you to get you because you thought that the only thing chasing you was drugs. But the same people that Pharaoh called free, God called chosen. The same people, yo, that Pharaoh called slaves, God called chosen. The world frowns on addicts. But never before, help me, Andy. Never before has so many addicts, look at the world, been able to meet in complete freedom. Complete freedom. Without acceptance from society. We do this because we the only ones that can do this. Those that are grateful know what I mean. Those that have been in the fire know what I mean. The God of my understanding always seems to come in the 11th hour. No, minds. Minds. I gave you the disclaimer. The right to the God, you understand it. So I have to do this. I have to stand up for what's right, because the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. Nothing. Yeah, complacent in recovery. Yeah, complacency. I know this might be a little off topic, but it's necessary. Complacency. A feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself. Look at you. Hey, Leon, it doesn't even sound stinky, does it? Smug. I've been there. That's what I'm talking about. Because I've been there. Okay. These problems that are coming up on me, I lost my job. Now, I never knew that you could get fired just because they decided to move money from one department to another. No, I got fired for stealing refrigerators and shit. That's I lost my job. No. Alright, fuck y'all. I know you was waiting for me to do it. You know I'm gonna do it. You know I'm gonna do that. But I never lost a job because they moved money from one department into another. And I thought this was my dream job. I was 2 months from graduation and they took my career job away. And I couldn't understand why God let that happen. Now, an ordinary person would have crashed and burned at that particular time. Probably put on a black hood, because that's what Poplar Grove taught him. And go in there and rectify the situation. That's what my thinking, see? But y'all motherfuckers, y'all. He said, Stone, the ends will still be the same. You can go in there and kill every, especially the motherfuckers that you know had something to do with it. You can kill them. But the ends will still be the same, jails and institutions. And, because they don't play in the county, motherfucker. They will make an example. One way, we do not care. Bang, bang, bang. We don't give a fuck. Y'all see Sterling on the knees? They blew the other leg off. That motherfucker was way more. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. No, y'all playing. Y'all thinking of playing. Yo, I need y'all. Right? Because the same thing make you laugh. Make you cry. I had to come here and pour out my soul. Because somebody else needed it. It ain't even about. See, the 12 steps say the greatest way to get out of your own shit is to help somebody else with that. But when you wrapped up in self-centeredness, you can't do that. You can't see past yourself. That's why God has to take you to the end of yourself before you see a different course of action. You self-centered motherfucker. No, because prestige can insidiously become a reservation. And seriously, Leon, like, you don't see it coming. You blown up. No, you an engineer. You smart as a motherfucker. You can do calculus. You can do math. Motherfuckers can't even pronounce analytic geometry. nice, you're handsome, you got shit you can share. You a bad mouther. Before you know it, you be floating. This is my sponsor shit. There you go, right there. This is shit. I'm not taking that. This is shit. You be floating. Shit. No, I'm not gonna call you. You call me. Yeah. Gone. God, try to get your attention. Stern, you haven't prayed to me in a while. You used to pray fervent, eager, desperate prayers when you were powerless. So if the only way I can get you If the only way I can get you to be humble is to make you powerless, I gotta do what I gotta do. So offer up thine only son. Take thy son whom thou lovest and offer him up to me. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but when your son goes to prison with no bail, that is a whole new level of powerlessness. That's a whole new level. She had never been there before. See, that's what recovery does. Higher levels mean higher devils. If you ain't been through nothing yet, it's only temporary. No, I'm going to say this to you because I got to shut up. It's only temporary because the third step saying, now help me, because I got people that study. See, look, it is not a curse to study the program. As a matter of fact, those of us who do it, we don't even understand what we read when we're reading it. All right, I need your fucking help. We don't even understand what we read when we read it. But because we seek his face, he will put us in situations where the miniature got to come alive in your life. And you can walk around here impervious to the spiritual part of this program if you want to. But you go on every spiritual motherfucker in your corner when you get sick. Do you hear my Facebook? Please pray for me. I'm having an Alzheimer's disease this afternoon. Oh my God. Everybody in here is spiritual as a motherfucker. When that sickness comes, when you become powerless again. Did you hear what I just said? Whatever it takes to get your attention, God's going to reach it. That's bottom line. Once you decide to turn your will and your life over, it says we become grateful. We feel that our lives have been touched by something beyond our comprehension. And we are glad and grateful that this is so. Then something happens. No, it don't say maybe shit won't happen. Then something happens that makes us challenge everything we believe about a higher power, or makes us doubt the existence of that power altogether. Has life jumped out of the bushes on your ass yet? That motherfucker jumped. My son went to jail with Winston Dean. Now, I already lost my job. Been on unemployment for 6 months. Bills two months behind. Everywhere, like 2 months behind. My baby, God bless her. She in Atlanta right now. enjoying the women's conference. Good stuff. But my insecurities are on fire right now. No, I'm gonna share all this. Fuck y'all. She in hot land, motherfucker. Is he paying it? That ass better be back in Baltimore or something. That's all the fuck I know. Alright. Bills out of whack, all of that, man. Long story short, on top of all of that. Now, it's another story that they talk about a dude that as soon as one bad news came, here come another one. Like that. Yeah. But what he didn't say is that God bragged on this dude. Because he knew he could.
Come on now.
Oh, my God. They knew he could take it. He put him in the fire because he knew he could take it. And the only way to remove impurity from gold is to sweat it. So he put you in the fire. Turn you around in a little bit and take away your money. Touch your body and make you ill. Make you need to call on something greater than you. And when he's done with you, he'll back the truck up and dump the blessings out on you because you were faithful. Sterling, because you trusted me, let me show you how much I love you, Grant. Let me show you how much I trust you. I'm going to make you a fisherman. If y'all don't feel that shit in here, that's the boss. It ain't me, it's the boss. I told you I opened myself up. He make you fishermen. He only got one room. Sterling, you catch him, I'll hold him.